Later today, the U.S. Olympic Committee is to announce which American city will bid to host the 2024 Olympics. There can only be one. In the running, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Washington, and Boston. The winner will go up against a handful of international cities that also want to host the Summer Games. The big question for any city when it comes to an Olympic bid is the multi-billion-dollar price tag. Would the cost be worth it? We're going to check in now with a city that has some experience on that. London hosted the last Summer Olympics in 2012. Rob Watson is the BBC's political correspondent. He's with us now. And Rob, what is the first part of the economic legacy of the London Olympics?
Well, it's estimated that so far it cost about, let's call it, sort of $14, $15 billion. And the government reckons that potentially at least by 2020, the return on that will be about $60 billion. Now, of course, whether the government is right, that it really will bring in all that money, I mean, I guess the short answer is, who on earth knows?
Well, how about in terms of the physical remnants? Are the buildings that were specifically built for the Olympics, have they been converted for other uses?
Well, it's a mixed picture. The way it was designed was that some of the buildings were always supposed to be temporary, and they have gone. And some have been converted into permanent features. So, for example, there's a very fancy swimming pool there. There are very fancy places for playing hockey, for doing tennis, for all sorts of things. And they're also in the process of converting the major athletic stadium into a football ground for one of the premier teams in London. And then, if you like, you've got other stuff that's going on a longer time scale, and that is making more housing. There's supposed to be something like 8,000 further housing units. The Olympic Village has already been converted into 3,000 housing units. And there's this big long-term project to make a part of the site into the Olympicopolis, so a sort of a cultural centre.
A cultural centre, and it sounds like in terms of adding housing to London, which the city truly does need, that it's kind of fulfilled its promise, or is the jury still out on that?
Well, I think the jury is still out, and I suppose the way to judge all of this stuff is, is give it time. I mean, I know it's a bit of a sitting-on-the-fence answer, but the way the whole project was designed, the way the Olympics were sold to the International Olympics Committee by the London organisers, was along the lines of, look, this isn't just for a couple of weeks. We really are trying to build a legacy here. But, of course, the legacy that they built into the project is one that we won't really know if they've planned it properly until between 2020 and 2030. So, in other words, watch this space for the next 15 years or so.
How about in terms of jobs? I wonder if there is a reward on the investment that's a little bit more apparent now, because we know that when the Olympics happened and in the run-up to the Olympics in London, there were tens of thousands of jobs that were created. What's the job situation like now?
I spoke to the company that's developing the site, and essentially they say the way it's done is that the companies working there are under obligation to hire local people. So I think local people are being hired. I don't have the precise figures. And I think more generally that the view of local people is that by and large it's all been a good thing. But you'll find some people who will say, well, we rather like the old East End of London the way it was. And some people who will also say, look, a lot of local people have been priced out and are finding it difficult to find homes. Now, paradoxically, of course, that the area has become more attractive than the way it's been gentrified.
One more question. It sounds like so far it's a mixed bag, but there's one thing that specifically involved young people. There was an effort to make sure that the 2012 Games in London would lay the groundwork for more participation in sports for young people in London and in the greater region. Did it live up to that promise?
Again, the data on this sort of stuff is baffling. I mean, some of the surveys have suggested that, if anything, the number of young people, that's people between 15 and 25, doing sport on a regular basis, has gone down slightly since the Olympics. I suspect the best way of knowing whether it really will have had an effect is whether in 10 years' time you see some incredible Brit athlete winning God only knows how many gold medals and saying, aha, I was inspired when I was watching the television as a kid in 2012. So I think it's hard to judge on that one.
And then those who were pro-Olympics in the beginning and wanted London to host the Games will be doing their own victory lap.
Absolutely, you can guarantee that.
Thanks a lot. BBC's political correspondent Rob Watson. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.